Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Emer Daly of Daly Wellbeing is back with the latest in health and wellness news. Emer, you're very welcome.
Thank you. I absolutely love coming here and bringing some good news stories to the table.
And you are fresh from your International Women's Day event in Bective Mill in Meath. How did that go?
It was absolutely fabulous. Like, I'm feeling very empowered after it. My sister Niamh and I did some yoga as part of a wider retreat. There was cacao, there was dancing to Chaka Khan. It was very just fun, girly vibes, but left feeling really empowered.
It's a lovely venue, actually, isn't it? Because you've got the dome. It was a sound bath. I did that there. I presume that's where your yoga was on.
Yeah.
You've got the river alongside it and then hot box sauna. So it's worth the trip.
Really worth the trip.
Nearby.
It's like a little fairy tale out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I drove an hour and it was worth the drive.
It's always worth the drive.
Let's get into some of the stories. Your first story, Emirates are to become the world's first autism certified airline.
Yeah, this is a really great story to read. So Emirates are introducing a global autism friendly certificate for in-flight experience. And they just want everybody who has autistic children or is an autistic individual to feel really comfortable and safe attending one of their flights. So they've undergone 30,000 staff, both in the air and on the ground, going through trainings, delivery programs, just to really make sure that everybody coming on board their flight feels safe and secure. So some of the findings have shown that 78% of families with autistic members are hesitant to travel, and 94% would travel more if airlines were more autism friendly. So there's some huge numbers there as to why this is so important. So Emirates are really setting the standard here for how we can make it as inclusive as possible for autistic members or families to come on their airlines. So they're doing things like making sure people are really prepared in advance of coming onto the flight, preparing autism-friendly downloadable guides for families to share with their children or for individuals as well. Because a lot of the things with coming to the airport, for most people as well, is the overwhelm of, like, I don't know what's going to happen. So allowing autism children or individuals know the process from checking in, getting on the plane, what's going to happen, can just really ease some of that stress a lot. So some of the things that they're going to be bringing in is, when you're in the waiting room, they're going to have kind of a nice area for sensory lighting and comfortable seating, noise cancelling headphones to chill out and calm before your flight. And then when you get onto your flight, they'll have things like stress balls, free selection of seats, which I think is amazing for the individuals and their family. And then also in-flight entertainment, noise cancelling headphones, which we've mentioned already. But this is something for other airlines to take inspiration from. And hopefully we see this across many other airlines after this.
And I think it's worth pointing out that we did a lovely piece on the show with Dublin Airport, and they are autism friendly, and they do provide a lot of what Emirates are doing. So you can come and do a run through ahead of travel.
Yeah.
And we'll be brought all the way to the security gate so that you're not coming up on the day of travel for the first time. So it's great to see, especially in a week where we had families, you know, sleeping out to demand for school places. It is good to hear some good news in this area. We still have a long way to go to have a fully inclusive society, but this is indeed a good news story, which is what you promised us, Emer. So thank you. The next story is around gestational diabetes and the fact that that is on the rise here in Ireland.
Yes, gestational diabetes has doubled in Ireland over the past decade. And this was announced on the Baby Tribe podcast that Fionnuala Brannock at the Rotunda Hospital released. For anybody who doesn't know, gestational diabetes is something that can come about during pregnancy, and criteria for meeting gestational diabetes is a lot stricter now. And it's really just showing that we've honed in on how we're kind of managing that, but it's not something for us to be kind of afraid of. But some of the stats there is about 14% of women present with gestational diabetes, and that's about 1,400 women annually. Now, when that does happen in the Rotunda Hospital, they have a brilliant program there where you'll be set up with a nurse and you'll be monitored on your diet, your exercise, and you'll be checked in and looked after. And it's really just something to be made aware of so that we can best protect the individual and their baby as well throughout the rest of their pregnancy.
When I was pregnant, both my babies were considered to be bigger. And I'm only giving this as an anecdote, but babies are being born bigger, and often that can be an indicator of gestational diabetes. Mm-hmm. And the glucose tolerance test is what you take, and it's the maddest experience. You come in fasted and you're given jugs of Lucozade and then monitored to see how your body reacts after it. And you and other pregnant people are all just sitting drinking Lucozade and having the chats about pregnancy. But yes, I realise that it is, you know, has serious implications and does need to be monitored. But as you say, if it is something that you are diagnosed with, you will be hooked up with a team and given plenty of advice.
Mm-hmm. And the podcast, The Baby Tribe, I found out a lot about gestational diabetes. For anybody who does want to know more, maybe head over there and take a listen as well.
Fantastic. We've had an announcement this week of two new eating disorder teams.
We have. This is another really great news story. So we're going to see two new eating disorder teams coming up in 2025. So one of them will focus on children and teens, mainly in the Midwest. So covering Limerick, Clare and the surrounding areas there. And then we'll also have a supporting team for adults in counties like Louth, Meath, Longford, Westmeath, Laois and Offaly. These services haven't been there before. So this is really, really big. And why this matters is this is backed by 1.2 million in funding in 2025. And just to give you some insight into what we were seeing in 2024, Ireland saw a 33% increase in referrals for eating disorder services. But 62% of referrals were seen within 4 weeks, which is actually considered probably a short wait time when you look at other areas of waiting times. You might be looking at months. So we want to keep those standards up and really allow quick access for people who are going through an eating disorder awareness issue and just really making sure they get the support quickly so that we can treat them as best we can.
Yeah, and ultimately bring those waiting lists down even further. Mm-hmm. But it does send a really good message that this is a very serious issue that's been given attention, which is a really positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so now let's dive in to TikTok trends and castor oil. Tell me a little bit about that, because it has seeped into my consciousness and I have found myself wondering, do I need to buy castor oil?
I know, it's absolutely mad. Before we get into this, anything, any trends seen on TikToks need to be taken with a pinch of salt unless you've heard by an expert in the area. But castor oil is going absolutely mad. So it's great for things like hair growth, eyelash growth. But what people are doing at the moment is rubbing castor oil on their belly or inputting it into their belly button before they go asleep, putting maybe like a damp cloth over them with the castor oil, then going asleep and waking up the next morning and saying they are having amazing effects from the castor oil, like reduced bloating, more circulation. It's kind of like a little lymphatic drainage almost. And it's been seen to help with bowel movement as well. Everything works differently for different people, but castor oil is set to be on the rise in 2025 as well.
For more on Emer, you can go to @daily_wellbeing on Instagram, Emer Daily, D-A-L-Y. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.